speaking to reporters shortly after taking the oath of office in Khartoum on Monday, the country's new civilian governors say they are aware of the heavy tasks that lay before them at this crucial time. Wearing a grey blouse and a skirt with a light grey headscarf, River Nile State Governor Amna Ahmed Al-Mekki said in Arabic that women suffered the most under the previous administration, but that is about to change.
We will work to fulfill the theme of the revolution, freedom, peace, and justice. We can now say the revolution is becoming a reality. Our states have been controlled by members of the previous regime, and our oath of office is a big achievement towards addressing two things: to provide the pensioners with their pay and dismantle all elements of the previous government.
Al-Mekki called on the resistance committees to support the efforts of the transitional government to achieve the themes of the revolution. Speaking in Arabic at the same event, South Darfur State Governor Musa Mahdi Ishaq vowed to fight government corruption. He says the economy has been destroyed by the smuggling of natural resources.
We shall fight corrupt officials and corruption in all its forms, and we are optimistic that we will work and please our people. I am also confident that all of us, all the governors, shall be transparent in our duties and in the provision of services to our people. All of that will be guided by consultation with the people.
Ishaq also vowed to work with other governors in the Rift Darfur region to put an end to the intercommunal fighting in the region. North Kordofan Governor Khalid Mustafa Adam said Sudanese deserve to enjoy the fruits of their long struggle against Bashir's 30-year rule. Speaking in Arabic at the same event, Mustafa says all governors face similar challenges, including the need to pay civil servants' pensions and improve security.
My hope is that all governors will strive to achieve these demands. Our people have suffered enough, and it's time for them to catch a break and live in a peaceful environment. We shall work hard to provide them with services such as health, education, and transportation.
The Red Sea State Governor Abdallah Shangrai Ohach also vowed to end intercommunal violence in his state. Speaking in Arabic, Shangrai said he appreciated the role media played during the revolution and vowed to protect journalists' freedom of expression.
We shall work more closely with the media and see how they are observing issues from the states. We need to hear from our people because we are tasked with serving them.
Red Sea State witnessed a series of intercommunal clashes among local communities in recent months, which has claimed the lives of dozens of people. Shangrai says his government will ensure that citizens can live in peace. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.